Children being not yet born, that is, before they were formed in the womb by some type of genetic power that we don't understand. Where does life really originate? Where does it come from? Who is the father of the life, of the vessel, in its constructed genetic recipe that comes into life? We're going to show you that there are different species. And genetic information program, pre-programmed, predestined, if you will, because the children of flesh, these are not the children of the spirit. There is a difference between spirit people. It's very hard to discern right now because most people are so shallow that by talking with them, you couldn't get a mental concept of life out of their genetic purpose by their actions. The Bible said in the last days that men will wax worse and worse. And so a lot of good purposed genetic fruit of spirit beings have become entangled in the fires of this world and have literally been choked out of their destined purpose of genetic recipe that has been programmed in them before the foundation of the world, where their names were on the Lamb's book. The mental concept, it is most humbling for man to know that he shares 97% of his genetics with a monkey. Oh my. For the children, having not yet been born, having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, the purpose of our Creator, each of us is made to act in such a way that our recipe might survive our death. Now, if that be true, then that proves that there is a spiritual purpose. Esau was not in the category of the 3% of the living. He was in the category of 3% of the natural brute beast. He was actually very animalistic in his mental concepts of life. It humbled him down when he sold his birthright and lost his chance, as it is supposed in the Bible. But listen to me here. Again, Paul doing the teaching, and people call this man a false prophet. They call him, of all things, that prophet in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. They call him Simon the Sorcerer. Do you believe that people even tag Paul? Here's a man that says, for the children being not yet born have been done neither good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Esau had not the genetic recipe of life. He had the genetic recipe of death. Natural brute beast made to be taken and destroyed in the fire. Did you know there's such a purpose? Everything, every living thing has only one natural, and that is to say unconscious purpose in life. Most of the time, people search for their purpose and never find it. Some people were born with a purpose and predestined to build by the genes that was pre-planned into their genetic makeup to become machines to act on the genetic information. Jacob was, if you will, a very enlightened scholar of spiritual things. Abraham was a very enlightened individual of the cosmos. Each one of them having and shared and walked with this genetic information that was programmed into them before the foundation of the world. Each one of us has a genetic recipe. it is said unto her that the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. He hated Esau before the foundation of the world. He hated Esau before he'd ever done any good or any evil. Can you say that is wrong? That the genetic recipe was specifically given, that each one of us would act out of the repository that holds our genetic information, programmed by a power outside of our own self. Oh, well, we're going to get into some of the Bible and give you that you're no higher than a grasshopper, but that you are higher than the fallen gods. And the reason that we share so much of the common DNA of deities is because God himself, the author and the finisher of our faith, that programmed into our DNA. You know, the Bible says that Satan, in the Bible, that he himself was good until the programmed evil was found or displayed. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Satan, being as a deceptive being, proved his own genetic flaws were found in him. The Bible said he was good or perfect until iniquity. Now, where did he get this iniquity? What genetic manipulation? Who created the angels? How did they have power above man? The Bible said that man is made a little lower than angels. So we have what is called a hierarchy of genetic recipes. There's a terrestrial being. There's a being come from the celestial star systems, and we're talking about the mental concepts of life and purposes by the genetic codes that are programmed, pre-programmed into spirit. You see, it's the flesh of prophets, nothing anyway. Esau was doomed from the word go. I'm going to prove to you. I hate Esau. Verse 13. Now, what chance do you have if the genetic manipulator, or the one that programs the genetics in to make us what we are, can the potter be held responsible by the clay? Or is it that the clay has to answer to the potter? Of course, the latter. Listen to me. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteous with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of Yahweh that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, the one he destroyed in the sea with all of Pharaoh's army, even for this same purpose have I raised you up. Pharaoh had no idea of his unconscious purpose in life, that he had literally been made subject to a propagation machine of genetic manipulation, as he was there to perform just like Yahweh said he would. And yet each of us, Pharaoh didn't want to die. But Yahweh raised him up, he said, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. This is the great name that is now kept hidden by the specific fundamental pre-programmed unconscious supporters of false names. Names that seem right, a way that seems right. They're built or born for the purpose of becoming deceivers, and the Bible said they would deceive the very elect if it were possible. Verse 18. Therefore, he has mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardens. Now, these are the vessels constructed for destruction. There are vessels constructed for eternal purposes. There are some seeds upon the earth that are made just to try the eternal beings. Everything here is a school zone or a pre-programmed unconsciously in the flesh realm. Most people don't even realize why they're born. Most of them think they're born to eat, drink, and be merry. Very few people get a serious side from the genetic information to comprise a vessel that will be fitted for blessings other than destruction, because they run greedily in the way of Cain. It was Cain who built cities and encouraged the agricultural descendants of the eternal beings to become city dwellers. Therefore, what shall we say? Why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? As he programs the genetic recipe for our being. But as it says in verse 20, but nay, O man, who art thou that thou repliest against Yahweh? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why have you made me this or thus? Huh? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? And you think that you go down and you have a choice? When you literally act out the genetic information that was programmed into you from the foundation of the world? And you think you have a choice down at some bell box altar to obtain salvation when there's none there for you in reality? They may offer you salvation. They may offer you a sinner's card. They may accept you into the congregation of those they call righteous. But it is the potter who has the final word, that each of us is going to act in such a way that our recipe will bring forth the true fruits of our very being. Now, did you know that controversy, truth is controversy. Pilate said, what is truth? Truth was not given to him because it was not meant to give the genetic code of the recipe for eternal life to the children of darkness. That's why they hid it from them. And by hiding this recipe, our genetic recipe of righteousness, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Listen to this now. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endureth with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? Now, it seems that the wicked prosper and they never get rewarded for their evil, and that they rule the earth. We have preachers every day telling you that the New World Order is the evil order, and that they're ruling and they're reigning, and that they're going to cause irreparable harm to the children of righteousness. Is this true? They're warning you not to take a chip, and warning you to not do this and not to do that. Did you know that a leopard cannot change its spots? If you're an eternal being with your name written on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world, you will not take any kind of a chip or a genetic recipe for destruction when you are fitted for the righteous instruction that the Master fitted you for from the very beginning. You are a sheep. You can't be anything other than a sheep. If you're a tree of righteousness, you cannot be a tree of evil. A tree will type after its genetics, and our genetic recipe came from the very one who said that the potter has the power over the clay. You're just a flesh and blood body sharing in an humble way 97% of the genetics with a monkey. But that don't mean you have to act like one. I can tell a spirit being just as soon as I listen to them talk for 10 minutes. You'll know a tree by its fruit, and you'll also know it by the words of its mouth. The code that is in you clearly indicates that individuals have their own conscious purposes for the existence, and the Bible says, by your words you're justified, and by your words you're condemned. Learn, study, seek Yahweh in the days of your youth. Train your soul obedience. If you're given to appetite, the Bible said, put a knife to your throat. And yet people are caught up in the eating, drinking, and being merry mode. They think every waking moment of the day until their bodies are ragged out and they fall exhausted into the bed that they had a great time. They're out into the ball game. They're out into the flesh realm. They're hollering and running up and down and going to and fro, seeking the rest that never comes to them because they are acting out the purpose that never was designed for their existence upon the earth. And so then, quite literally, they do not want to search for the reason that they exist. He has honor, and he has dishonor. Ladies and gentlemen, if you seek him, you shall find him. If you speak for him, he shall appear. If you open unto him when he knocks, he'll be there. How about it if Yahweh is taking his time to make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared unto glory? For us whom he hath called, both of the houses of Israel, as he said in Hosea, I will call them my people which were not my people. That's the scattered sheep, the lost sheep. Go only to the lost sheep. The word purpose. He came for the purpose of applying the covenant to the scattered sheep, that the gospel might be declared throughout the earth. For it came to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people. Those that deserted the covenant, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. It is not all Israel that says they are Israel. He will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will Yahweh make upon the earth. And as Isaiah had said, except Yahweh of Sabbath hath left us a seed. This is the genetic of conscious purposes of preexistence, a four programmed into the purpose when applying the word to the actions of the non-conscious genes or cells. It is the definition that the object for which anything exists is for, designed into the purpose of the eternal mighty one. Now, I want you to know that man is getting involved now with the world's recipes for making living beings. Did you know right now feverish experimentation is going on underground in these hidden laboratories where man is trying to control and modify the selections and mutations over time, those things which are recipes that was given by our creators, if you will, both good and bad. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Satan created him a seed. Then the fallen angels who admired the work of Satan and the genetic offspring, remember they're bound after their original genetics. Yahweh is not the author of evil. And the seed of the evil comes from a different source. Oh, Yahweh ultimately is the source of that evil that it came from. But he says, until iniquity was found in Satan, he was perfect. Oh, flaws of parallels of the recipe for making living beings? Yes, indeed. Yahweh knew that in the beginning, that when he created through the genetic God fundamental instructions, of which he gave the instructions for them to be fruitful and multiply, that Satan would jump in and invoke the influence of a created being, a lesser God, if you will, and bring a seed to battle, or to raise up, to offend, to raise up exactly for the purpose that God intended it from the very beginning, that all of the souls that exist from the Creator could openly, by virtue of loss or gain, be judged accordingly, and that the beliefs that they had would be pre-programmed into their being, because he said, a sheep hears my voice and a stranger they will not follow. That had to come from some pre-programmed identity. And he said, you will bear witness because you've been with me from the very beginning. Now, it is clear that according as it is written, that Israel has been given a spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. Now, why? Why is that? That there could be a prolonged argument for the design of the difference between the complexity of living things, as their design is to prove themselves. In the long run, Yahweh, the Bible says, he will lose none. Remember when John said to Satan, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Did you know that the root of the tree was the root of the serpent that he was talking about? The serpent seed and those who followed his example, that they pre-positioned themselves to intervene in the experimentation of the genetic laboratory of the eternal being, Yahweh, to bring an opposite force of darkness against the light children, that they might contrast themselves and prove themselves worthy of being called or recalled. I come to call my sheep by name. Philip, I saw you before. I knew you before. You heard my voice before. You've been with me from the very beginning. The same Philip that wanted to know, Lord, show us the Father, that it sufficeth us. As those questions enter the mind of the sheep, they search diligently for the shepherd, because they know not the voice of a stranger. They go through many religious experiments, seeking and searching for the truth, and finally, the voice of the prophets, even at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more works. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which she seeketh for, but the election which obtained it, and the rest were blinded? For the prolonged purposes of proving the worthiness of the genetic functioning, Yahweh brought them into the world, hid himself from them, and as they became ignorant of God's righteousness, they went about to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves unto the genetic characteristics of the Spirit. The Bible says that nature itself will teach you some things, that it's a shame for men to do some of these things that they're doing. And yet, having their conscience seared with a hard iron, they run greedily in the way of gain and perish in the corruptibleness of Kor. As they go greedily after the error of the wicked, as they stand in defiance of what Yahweh has programmed into their very being. I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the time of the whole house of Jacob is redeemed through the genetic recipe. Yahweh knoweth his sheep, and when he puts forth his sheep, he knows them by name. He knows you. If you've been with him from the foundation of the world, if he has your name on his book, it will be recorded, because if Yah be for you, as the saying goes, who can be against you? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm down at the bottom of the hour. Let's listen to this wonderful song. I love it.
Yah be for us. Who can be against us? We can win the battle if for Yah we stand. Life's bitter cold, and fighting your army, but there's a good day that we'll bring in a storm. And in the name of Yah, come get me, blue that old giant, and bring in a storm. And Yah be for us. Who can be against us?
If Yah is for you, if he's genetically coded you in the eternal blood of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you was redeemed before the world ever fell. The Bible says, if you have the Spirit, you cannot sin, because the seed, now what's the seed? It's the genetic code. The recipe for eternal life. Oh my, I get so charged in my spirit to know that it's not your righteousness. It is the righteousness that came only from the purposes and plans of Yahweh. Let's read a scripture, Isaiah 43 and 1. But now thus saith Yahweh, that created thee, O Jacob. Oh, my. Yahweh created Jacob. You really believe that? That Yahweh? Oh, you say, oh, yeah, Yahweh created everything. Well, of course he did. But he made some vessels to honor and some to dishonor. Jacob here is the honored vessel. Esau was the dishonored vessel before they'd ever done any good or bad. Now, you say, well, that's not just. Well, that's what people say as from the clay perspective. But if you're a spirit being, you understand that quite well. I created you, O Jacob, and I formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. We're called by his name. They're not called by his name. Everyone that is not called by his name must be called out upon you to genetically stamp you as approved as you go through searching. Isaiah 43 and 7. Listen to me now. Everyone that is called by my name, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I made him to bring forth fruit. Oh, my. Everyone that is called by my name. Now, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28:10, they shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh. You can tell Christians that you're in the name of Yahweh, and they'll look at you like you fell off a turnip truck. What's that? I never heard of that. But they've heard of all these other false names, and the names that they grew up, the names of Baal, is upon their mouth. And yet the Bible says for us, as it says in Isaiah 43:10, listen to me as I read. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am the causative verb to be Hayah Elohi Ahayah. Therefore, you are my servant, that you may know, understand, that before me there was no God or El formed, and neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, the Savior. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. There's people, ladies and gentlemen, that'll just come along and just tear your little spiritual kingdom all to hell. They'll uproot your faith that you've had in religion. The Bible said religion of man is vain. Truth endures forever. A lie is for a moment. Your lie may prosper until it runs into the truth. And once it does, and you run into someone that is called by the name of Yahweh, you'll get the message that Yahweh gave to his servants in Isaiah 44:2. Thus saith Yahweh that made thee and formed you in the womb, which will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou whom I have chosen. Oh, my. Isaiah 44:21. Man, I get chills and thrills about this. Remember this, O Jacob, Israel. You are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant of Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Genetic code. You think that Yahweh, who gave you eternal life, is not able to keep you against the faith that you've committed toward him? What if you deny him? He can't deny himself. And most people will deny him, as Peter did, to show you the weakness and the corruptness of the flesh, but the spirit cannot deny itself. Isaiah 44:24, thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. Oh, my. You thought your daddy done that. Well, your daddy got the flesh. He typed the genetics, and if he's got bad genes, you'll probably pick them up. But the Bible says that you shall be visited to the third and fourth generations for bad genetics. And yet, it is Yahweh that gives you the spirit genetics of good or bad. Once you have chosen that which is good and shunned that which is evil, and choose this day that Yahweh says, thy Redeemer, thee, he that formed thee from the womb, I am Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone and spread abroad the earth by myself. Oh, who was his instructor? Oh, my. This is when the heavens was created, the sons of Yahweh shouted for joy. That's your angelic being. Satan was right amongst thee. He saw the wondrous power of this mighty being. And he envied him, and he wanted to be like him. He wanted to exalt his seed above the seed that Yahweh had planted to come upon the earth. And he said, I created you, O Israel, as I formed the heavens, and I formed them to be established and to be inhabited by my people. And Satan said, I will exalt my throne. Now, throne is a word of genetic recipe. I will put my genetics into the seed from the woman. See, he's not a creator. Satan is not a creator. He's a perverter of that which is created. That's the difference. Oh, my. Isaiah 49:5. And now, saith Yahweh, that formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim shall be my strength. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon. Oh, I love this one. I've quoted it so many times. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Did you know that judgment begins right now, that you're going through a judgment process? But that if you know the Bible and you know your genetic reasoning and you are a sheep and you have that spiritual nature of the 3% of the genes that is made to praise and to be called by his name, that you cannot deny him because he can't deny himself. No weapon and no tongue in judgment shall rise against you. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh and the righteous, he said, which is of me, saith Yahweh. So genetic code, ladies and gentlemen, he put it in you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Satan's trying to destroy the genetic offspring of Yahweh right now. It ain't going to work. It didn't work in Genesis chapter 6 when he almost, by the count of 8, had all of Yahweh's children mixed and mingled with the seed and the genetic offspring of the evil of the world, that they had defiled themselves through adulterating their genetic blood of the purpose of Jeremiah 1 and 5. Listen to me. Before I formed you, Jeremiah, in the belly, I knew you. You think Yahweh don't know them that are his? Oh, I can tell them a mile away. Just as soon as I look into an eye, I can see the glory of that soul. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so honorable to stand. Sometimes I almost am overcome by the glory and the power of the eyes of those who have been enlightened and are sheep from the foundation of the world. I just get chills and thrills in my spirit. Is enamored and glorified. And I feel the energy and the power coming from the depth of the soul through the light of the eye. Oh, my. Jeremiah 1 and 5, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you and ordained you for a prophet to the nations. That's the Israel, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremiah didn't preach to Africa and Timbuktu and all those places. He was a prophet for the sons and the offspring of Jacob, Israel, who Yahweh formed from the belly and was actually his progenitor in genetic, as we read in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1. Oh, my. Yahweh showed me, and behold, he formed grasshoppers. Here it is, Amos 7 and 1. Thus saith Yahweh, saith Amos, who showed me before he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth, and lo, it was the latter growth after the king's mowing. Oh, my. The latter growth is what we're interested in today, ladies and gentlemen. Each living thing serves only one natural purpose in life. That purpose is to literally be a propagation machine for its genetic information. And it's true. Each one of us is made to act in such a way that our recipe might prove its content. You know a tree by its fruit. We know that we have our own conscious and subconscious purposes for existence. Intelligent beings and other than those who are human may also possess conscious purposes, but we are a purposed people for the existence to bring forth the glory of the genetic information that was put into us before the foundation of the world, that our genes would be able to learn over the ages in the great school of genetic selection, Yahweh knowing them that are His, called from the foundation of the world, purposed eternal beings. You know, when Yahweh Shua came, He only called certain people. There was people that stood before Him, and He said, your father is the devil, and the works of your father you will do. It's regarding the word purpose. The works is purposed for you to do, He said. He knew that these were not His sheep. He knew that they were just curious parallels of a secular arrangements of flesh and genetics from a being of offspring of fallen ones who are now reserved in judgment, and their offspring are now chastising. God's genetic righteous people. It's the wicked that persecute you, ladies and gentlemen. It is the fire of your fiery trial. And think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as you have come into this world to engage the enemy. And who was the enemy? Matthew chapter 13. The enemy has sowed the discrepant genetic fundamental instruction of evil, and that tree, the offspring, will bear the fruits of evil. Oh, they appear good. You see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Satan himself, the god of this world, of 1 Corinthians 4 and 4, has transformed himself into an angel of light, and no matter for his ministers. These are the ones that proclaim a way that seems right. But if you have genetic instruction of the fundamental of righteousness from the Creator, you know that they are not trees of glory, but they are trees of dishonor. Although they have three-piece suits, they sing good, they have wondrous talent. If you've ever read the book of Adam and Eve, you'll know that it was music that played the most important part from King Tubal-Cain, the maker of musical instruments, according to the book of Adam. You ever read that book? That it was Tubal-Cain and the instruments that he created, and Satan dwelled in the instruments of music to entice and draw the sons of Seth off the mountain of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not good for us to mix or to mingle, but to remain separate and to come out of the world and be not partakers of her sins, which has reached up to heaven, as they eat, drink, and be merry. Even in the churches, they're eating the genetic fundamental instructions of the fruit of their father. You see, Satan is good, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, she ate from the tree of good and evil. Satan is very good. He's a shining light. He wanted to be the light. He claimed to be the bride in the morning star. He wasn't, but he claimed to be. And he appears as a light. And many people, as the ministers of Baal, are standing in the religious thinking, as they have been programmed with the existence of a creator. You see, Satan didn't mind for Cain to come up and worship Yahweh. He encouraged it. It was Yahweh's prerogative to reject his worship. He said, well, God don't have any respect to person. He don't, but he has too. He has respect too. He frowned on the worship ability of Cain, because he knew that Cain came to worship in the form of deception. And the Bible said they would. This Cain instruction, the genetic code of the fundamental instruction of evil that appears to be good. It is amazing, but I wish I could find the words that would be desirable for Yahweh to give you the instruction that it would take to escape the things that are coming upon the earth to try them. The very existence of the Creator from the foundation of the world. He came for a people called by His name. He came for a genetic code that had been introduced by His own blood. St. John chapter 1, verse 13. Mark it in your Bible and read it daily. For the beliefs of the identity of your existence is programmed before the foundation of the world. And the glory that you will have, remember He said, come up here and sit with me, even as I overcame, and now sit in my throne with the Father. Now how could the flesh man sit in the throne with the Father? The carnal existence of the people that believe through the perception of wrong genetic instruction that there's two sitting on the throne. When Yahweh, this eternal spirit that programmed everything into existence, whether it be good or evil, and said, choose this day who you will serve. Now the Son, who created all things, Himself became subject to a flesh body, entered the world, was filled with the power of the Spirit, the Father, gave His life, died upon the torture stake, that same Spirit that was in it, the Father, came and re-entered that body, raised it up from death. It now has the wounds and the scars of the programmed children of evil to prove that righteousness overcame in a flesh body designed from the very beginning as it was in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Ladies and gentlemen, supernatural power that we have no fear to walk here upon earth if we know of whom we came. I am a child of the King. And as we sing that song, Praise Yah, oh hallelujah, I am a royal priesthood. I am from before the foundation of the world. Before all those things, I am that I am. And so is everyone, consequently, that will hear the voice of the eternal shepherd that has come in search of his sheep through his prophets, the living word, expressing in coded form, my sheep will hear my voice. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening live tonight to the Shepherd's Call. And Pastor Buddy, I am so delighted to start this series of genetic recipe. Next week, Yahweh willing, we'll go to part two. If you'd like to have the series, however how long it is, you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Don't worry about what governments are doing in the world. Don't fret. Have no fear. Matthew 24 told you that when you see nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom and great distress among the nations, fear for looking upon those things that are coming. Don't worry. He said the end is not yet. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a long way to go till Yahweh patiently waits for the genetic recipes that have been instilled in the spirit of the sheep, and He won't lose one. Time will go on till hell freezes over before he loses one of his sheep. Oh, what love. He proved it by coming to a flesh body, humbling himself, being in a form of a servant. He was actually God incarnate in the flesh body, as we have demonstrated in the last two messages of the Father. And now we're going into the genetic aspects of that Father who was a spirit. And we have been encoded with the genetics of righteousness from the foundation of the world. And a good tree shall not bring forth bad fruit. And a bad tree shall not bring forth good fruit. Now, it's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me. I'm live tonight on the 29th at area code 423-626-2172. If you're listening, you just want to call up and say hi, well, do so. You're not obligated in any way. We don't keep a mailing list for someone to steal or to run off with or to indict you as one of us. If you enjoy the messages that we teach here on the Shepherd's Call, we try to give you truth. And truth comes through the genetic codes of righteousness. Because an evil tree cannot bring forth. It brings forth fruit that sounds good. Oh, they make it sound good. Satan, he sold a bill of goods to Eve. And that shows you that a religious being like himself, he can convince you to come and worship Yahweh. He just wants you to do it on his terms. If you would like more information on these messages, contact Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's in New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Don't you know that Yahweh, he's a friend and a sanctuary. And if you love the genetic code that is put into you, that you could smile and say, Yah, prepare me.